In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. It's a brand new day, and you know what? God's promises are true. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is Jesus, the Holy Spirit and the Father, that reside in you, is greater than he, the devil, that lives in the world. I'm looking at 1 Kings 19:11. The Lord said to Elijah, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now, we have very many thoughts about God passing by, and you know, we're going to see some of them. "Now, there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord." Great wind, but the Lord was not in the wind. Oh, people might think, this is where the Lord is. No, the Lord wasn't there. "And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire." All these awesome things, God was not in any of them. "And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard this silence, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave." He experienced God. He experienced God in this silence, this sheer silence. You know, sometimes we need to just be silent before the Lord, not saying words, but just closing our eyes and saying, "I give you my life," and then be still, then be still. "Then there came a voice to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He answered, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life.'" That's not true. He thinks that's true. "They want to take my life away." "Then the Lord said to him, 'Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king of Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill, and whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all knees that have not bowed down to Baal." And the Lord's going to leave 7,000 believers, and many of them prophets, who have not bowed down to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. You see, God knows that if we do not have the real faith, people are going to be looking for other things, power, witchcraft, things like that. And those are an abomination to the Lord, and they will destroy you, and you will go to hell. Astrology, wrong. You cannot be into astrology. The Bible says so, that these are gods, and gods that are connected to hell. You cannot be in astrology. How do I know? Because the Bible says so. And the church says so too. Yes, the church says so too. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all knees that have not bowed down to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing, and there were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12. With 12th, Elisha passed by him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment for the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. He becomes his servant. We know that God has told Elijah that you eventually will anoint Elisha. Oh, yes. You eventually will anoint Elisha. Chapter 21 of 1 Kings. Later, the following events took place. Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard in Jezreel beside the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. And Ahab said to Naboth, "Give me your vineyard so that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near my house. I will give you a better vineyard for it. Or if it seems good to you, I will give you its value in money." But Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid that I should give you my ancestral inheritance." He inherited this vegetable garden from his father, and he's not going to give it up. Ahab went home resentful and sullen because of what Naboth the Jezreelite had said to him, for he had said, "I will not give you my ancestral inheritance." He lay down in his bed, turned away his face, and he would not eat. This is a king acting like a four-year-old. He lay down in his bed, turned away his face, and would not eat. Why? Because he's not getting the ancestral garden of Naboth. This is a king. How foolish. How ridiculous. How sick. But you know what? Evil lurks. His wife Jezebel came to Ahab and said, "Why are you so depressed that you will not eat?" He said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else if you prefer, I will give you another vineyard for it.' But he answered, 'I will not give you my vineyard.'" His wife Jezebel said to him, "Do you not govern Israel? Get up and eat some food and be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." You know what Jezebel's going to do? She's going to have Naboth stoned to death. This is sick. This is sick. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, and she sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who lived with Naboth in the city. She wrote in the letters, "Proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the assembly. Seat 202 scoundrels opposite him that have them being in charge against him, saying, 'You have cursed God and the king.' Then take him out and stone him to death." She's going to kill Naboth. She's going to kill Naboth. The men of the city, the elders and the nobles who lived in the city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it is written in the letters that she had sent them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth at the head of the assembly. The two scoundrels came in and sat opposite him, and the scoundrels brought a charge against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth cursed God and the king. He never did that. He just didn't want to sell his piece of land to Ahab. Naboth has cursed God and the king. So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death. This is Jezebel, evil. Ahab, evil. We're talking Ahab and Jezebel, evil people. You know, there are still evil people in the world. The only way we can change them is by pouring out in prayer the blood of Jesus on them, that they would go to the cross and be forgiven. I tell you, I was praying with a lady last night. She said, pray for my son. And I said, yes, I will. And my prayer was, bring him to the cross, Lord Jesus, where he can experience your love, where he can experience your forgiveness, where he can experience your blood. Then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth has been stoned. He is dead. As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, go take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. As soon as Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab set out to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelites, to take possession of it. How evil. This is a king that had everything, that he just wanted this little vegetable garden. How sick. How sick this is. Oh, he lusted over this vegetable garden. You know, you can lust more over more than women and men. You can lust after possessions. She drives this kind of car. I want a car just like that, lusting after automobiles. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, go down to meet King Ahab of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone to take possession. You shall say to him, thus says the Lord God, have you killed and also taken possession? You shall say to him, thus says the Lord God, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, dogs will lick up your own blood. Oh my. Why? Because he killed an innocent man to steal the innocent man's vegetable garden. Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy? He answered, I have found you because you have sold yourself to do what is evil in the sight of the Lord. Yes, very evil. I will bring disaster on you. I will consume you and will cut off from Ahab every male bond or free in Israel. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, son or Ahijah, because you have provoked me to anger. What you do to the poor, God says you do to me. We need to care for the poor. We need to love the poor. Oh, they are sinners just like us, but God has a preference for poor people. Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. He emptied himself of the glory and became a human being. I tell you, that's very poor as compared to being God Almighty. And he still is God Almighty, but he emptied himself of the glory. God prefers the poor and have caused Israel to sin. Also concerning Jezebel the son, the Lord said, the dog shall eat Jezebel within the bounds of Jezreel. Anyone belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dog shall eat, and anyone who dies in the open country, the birds of the air shall eat. Indeed, there is no one like Ahab who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord, urged on by his wife Jezebel. Listen, be content with what you have. Thank God for what you have. You don't have to be jealous of what other people have. Jealousy can lead to sin. Jealousy is sin. You don't want to be jealous. You just want God to have the kingdom come in you on earth as it is in heaven. That's what you want. He acted most abominably in going after idols as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord drove out before the Israelites. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. He fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about dejectedly. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, "Have you seen how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the disaster in his days, but in his son's days I will bring the disaster on his house." This is God's vindication. God's vindication. People say God doesn't vindicate. Yes, he vindicates. What we sow is what we reap. If we sow jealousy, we reap jealousy. If we sow love, we reap love. If we sow forgiveness, we reap forgiveness. Father Martin talked about the necessity to forgive today at Mass. After the death of Ahab, Moab rebelled against Israel. Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice of his upper chamber in Samaria and lay injured, so that he sent messengers telling, "Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury." But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say to them, 'Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going to inquire of Baal-zebub?'" There's a God in Israel, and there's a man in Israel who is the prophet of God, Elijah. "Now therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not leave the bed to which you have gone, but you shall surely die." So Elijah went. The messengers returned to the king, who said to them, "Why have you returned?" They answered him, "There came a man to meet us who said to us, 'Go back to the king who sent you and say to him, thus says the Lord, it is because there is no God in Israel that you are sending to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron. Therefore you shall not leave the bed to which you have gone, but shall surely die.' He said to them, 'What sort of man was he who came to meet you and told you these things?' They answered him, 'A hairy man with a leather belt around his waist.' He says, 'It is Elijah the Tishbite.' Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 and his 50 men, and he went up to Elijah, who was sitting on top of a hill, and said to him, 'O man of God, the king says, come down.' But Elijah answered the captain of the 50, 'I am a man of God. Let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. This is God's vindication. This is God's wrath on sin. But we have Jesus. The only thing we need to do is admit to Jesus. We are sinners, and we need to be washed in the blood. Wash me in the blood, Lord Jesus. Wash me in the blood, Lord Jesus. Wash me in the blood, Lord Jesus." Again the king sent to him another captain of 50. With his 50 he went up and said to him, "O man of God, this is the king's order. Come down quickly." But Elijah answered them, "If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again the king sent the captain of the third 50 with his 50. So the third captain of the 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and entreated him, O man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Look, fire came down from heaven and consumed two former captains of 50 men with their 50s. But now let my life be precious in your sight. Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down with him. Do not be afraid of him. So he set out and went down with him to the king and said to him, thus says the Lord, because you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore you shall not leave the bed to which you have gone, but you shall surely die. So we see that this whole experience of the wrath of God was due to worshiping false gods. Baal-zebub, worshiping false gods. Do you know that, again, the occult is a false god? You cannot serve God and serve the occult. You need to confess that in confession and throw away all the books and all the pamphlets that you have about the occult. This is evil. This is evil. This is evil. Chapter 2 of 2 Kings. And when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. In other words, I need the anointing that's going to come upon you. I know you're leaving the earth, and I need the anointing. I'm going to stick by you like you were a piece of glue. I'm going to stick by you. So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets who were with Bethel came to Elisha and said to him, do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you? You see, God shares with even these minor prophets. And he said, yes, I know, keep silent. Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. In other words, I want your anointing. You're about to go to heaven. I want your anointing. So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, do you not know that today the Lord will take your master away from you? And he answered, yes, I know. Be silent. In other words, shut up. Shut up. I tell you, God knows how to do things. And when he does the things, he does it for our good and does it perfectly. You do not have to be afraid of God. There has been forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. You can just confess your sins. Go to confession. Confess your sins and turn away from your sins and repent and ask the Lord to send his blood to cover you from every evil and to wash you clean in the blood. Remember, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This is August, and we need to pay our July bills. If you are blessed by these broadcasts, and so many people are blessed, but they don't send anything in, we just want to pay our bills. We don't want anything else. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128, or go to PayPal, inseason.net, to PayPal and leave a donation. And may the Lord bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.